BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to BTV News.
On the morning of May the 9th, in celebration of Vesak 2025, Buddhist calendar year 2569, Mr. Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and Standing Vice Chairman of Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, paid visits and extended greetings to the Provincial Executive Council of the Vietnam Buddhist Sangha and Bình Định Intermediate School of Buddhist Studies. During the visits, the standing vice chairman briefed the Buddhist leaders on the province's current administrative restructuring plans at both the provincial and communal levels, highlighted key achievements in socio-economic development throughout 2024 and the first 4 months of 2025, and acknowledged the meaningful contributions of the Vietnam Buddhist Sangha's Provincial Executive Work Council, monks, nuns, and followers to local development, security, and national defense. On behalf of the provincial leadership, he conveyed his best wishes for good health, peace, and a joyful Vesak celebration to the clergy and Buddhist community across the province.
Yesterday, working delegations from the Department of Administrative Management Police under the Ministries of Public Security, led by Colonel Vũ Văn Tấn, Director General of the Department, held a meeting with the Provincial People's Committee to assess the implementation of Project 6 and Resolution 57 of the Politburo. The discussion focused on the progress of the National Digital Transformation Program through the development and application of population's data, electronic identification for the 2022-2025 period, with a vision to 2030, Project 6. Resolution 57 of the Politburo on breakthroughs in science, technology, innovation, and national digital transformation, and the digital transformation initiative within party agencies. Speaking at the meeting, Colonel Vũ Văn Tấn urged the province to prioritize the full digitization of the records and documents across party agencies to ensure data reusability and integration into electronic processes. He also provided detailed response to 26 proposals addressing challenges faced by the province in the implementation of Project 6 Resolution 57 and the digital transformation efforts within party institutions.
On May the 9th, Vietnam Electricity announced an adjustment to the average retail electricity price under its authorized mandate. Accordingly, the average retail electricity price will be increased by 4.8%. This means the rate will rise from the current level of over 2,103 Vietnam Dong per kilowatt hour to more than 2,204 Vietnam Dong per kilowatt hour, excluding value-added tax. With this adjustment, the average retail electricity price will increase by approximately 100.94 Vietnam Dong per kilowatt hour.
On the morning of the 9th of May, the Taishan District Party Committee held a conference to review 10 years of implementing Politburo Directive No. 5 on promoting the study and following of Ho Chi Minh ideology, morality, and style. Over the past decade, the implementation of Directive No. 5 and Politburo Conclusion No. 1 has been carried out seriously and promptly by all levels of party committees, government authorities, the Fatherland Front, and social-political organizations throughout the district. The initiative has achieved notable results, with many exemplary models and innovative approaches emerging in the process of studying and emulating President Ho Chi Minh. The models have had a wide-reaching impact and received strong public support. The directive has contributed to significant positive changes in party-building efforts across political, ideological, ethical, organizational, and personnel aspects. It has also played an important role in preventing and reversing signs of political, moral, and lifestyle degradation among party members, officials, and public servants across the district's political system. That's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.